The COVID-19 pandemic has affected us all. Loved ones have been lost. Millions have gotten sick and weren't able to get the treatment they needed because of overcrowding in hospitals. Now there's a new way to treat mild to moderate coronavirus disease for people over 12, and that's with Paxlovid. Paxlovid's a new tablet from Pfizer designed to treat patients over the age of 12 who are experiencing mild to moderate COVID-19 with positive results of direct SARS-CoV testing and who are at high risk for progression to severe COVID-19, including hospitalization or death. Paxlovid is available by prescription only and should be initiated as soon as possible after diagnosis of COVID-19 and within 5 days of symptom onset. Possible side effects of Paxlovid include impaired sense of taste, diarrhea, high blood pressure, and muscle aches. Using Paxlovid at the same time as certain other drugs may result in potentially significant drug interactions, so consult with your doctor. Using Paxlovid in people with uncontrolled or undiagnosed HIV-1 infection may lead to HIV-1 drug resistance. Do not take Paxlovid if you're taking blood thinners, anti-seizure medications, drugs for irregular heart rhythms, high blood pressure and high cholesterol, antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications, immunosuppressants, steroids, including inhalers, HIV treatments, and erectile dysfunction medications. Now there's a way to get your life back. Ask your doctor to see if Paxlovid is right for you. Paxlovid by Pfizer, because we don't give a damn if you live or die, just so long as our stock prices rise.
All right, well, welcome to, what is this? We're Independence Day weekend. I appreciate you making time. I want to thank Rob Borowski. Can you please join me on the screen here? I'm alone right now, Rob. There we go.
Well, that was the point.
Yeah, that's
because you were supposed to be giving us this amazing, wonderful intro.
Yeah. So thank you so much, everybody, for making time and for Rob putting this thing together. He is in the same metropolitan area as me, but yet I swear, this is not an exaggeration. We've got to be as far apart as possible from each other and still be in the same metro area. We're probably a 2-hour drive. You know what? I know what town you live in.
I think we timed it out at an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, more than that.
Traffic.
Oh,
without
come on.
Traffic.
Okay.
Well, but we're talking with construction and traffic. It's easily 90 minutes to 2 hours. I think you can get to Waco before you get to my house.
So anyway, we are on the opposite ends of the earth, but not really. And we had this idea. We needed to revisit some things here because the irony of this being Independence Day weekend in a nation that I'm sure that you would have the same mindset. You don't feel nearly as free as you did, say, I don't know, let's throw out a random date 3 or so years ago, right? Or even go back to your childhood. My goodness. It's just the sense in this country, and it's not just a sense, it's a reality. There have been freedoms taken away from us, and they were clearly illustrated during the COVID panic of 2020. And 2021 and into 2022
and
still there's elements
into 2023.
Here today. Yeah, there's still elements of that today that you will see, particularly in specific areas of the country. And there's a lot of people that are still happily handing over their freedoms. And it's I was going to say it's pathetic, Rob, but it's actually dangerous because it really affects the rest of us. And they will do what they did again. They will use some other means. There will be some other excuse to take your freedoms from you. And if you don't stand up, and that's one thing, like, I don't know. Do you have the sense, Rob, that Americans who submitted 3 years ago, do you think that as many would submit the next time, or would it be less? You think it'd just be the same amount, the same people?
Yeah.
Because
fell in line really quickly are the same people that would fall in line again in the future. We are in, you know, July of 2023, and just a couple weeks ago, I was driving down the road, and there was a guy in a car himself.
Yeah, I see that.
With a mask on.
In Texas.
And I'm thinking,
too.
You're in your car by yourself. Yeah. And of course, to top it all off, this guy was driving a Tesla.
So I thought, what better time to revisit that era to remember, because man, that's the one thing Americans do is we forget so quickly and so easily in this country.
Yeah, like that 9/11 thing.
Like that 9/11 thing.
Where some people did something.
That's right. So this is not going to be an all-encompassing list. It's not. We're not going to. We didn't go and find every image from that era of lost freedom. Every video from that era of lost freedom. It'd be impossible. But hopefully there's enough here. And honestly, I'll just tell you, I mean, my main motivation for making this video is I wanted a quick one-stop resource for my kids to go back and remember this as well. I mean, they were, what were their ages? I guess anywhere from about 10 to 17, my kids. They're going to remember that era. But are they going to remember it as well as they should? Hell, we don't even remember as well as we should. And we're adults. And so I wanted to make this this little get together here that you could share as well and go back and revisit. It might be a thing you need to go back annually and be like, oh, my gosh, that's right. Because as we were putting this together, Rob and I, we would stumble on this stuff. And this started, by the way, as a Twitter thread, a tweet that I put out. If you ever want to go back and look for it, I put out on February 28th of this year. And I hope y'all didn't think that if you participated, I hope you didn't think I forgot. But
this is the long-awaited payoff.
Yeah, payoff. Right. And I tweeted out, and we're gonna read your tweets. Those of you that replied, I was able to print up most of these. But I tweeted out under this tweet, please post any asinine mandates/restrictions you experienced or recall from the era of stupidity during COVID. Any links to stories would be appreciated too. You guys responded, and we're going to go through those because, oh my gosh, some of the stuff that y'all experienced is even worse than what I realized in many cases. So, again, this isn't going to be an all-encompassing list. I'm going to do our best to at least hit the important stuff here. And, this is so overwhelming, and by design, too. But the nation went on lockdown in March of 2020. You don't need me to remind you of that. But I thought one of the most damaging things from that era was how the elderly were treated in nursing homes. And it's just like you would go up to, and I had relatives in nursing homes during this time. I experienced this where the worker would take their phone and hand it, hold it up to your relative's face there. And they would talk to you through the window and you would, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? This is insanity. So, I mean, this, if you want to put up some of these images from that time, I mean, we had the, you'd go up and you'd put your hand on them. Come on. Now, there's a video out there that I was not able to locate. I searched. I spent so much time. I could not find. You couldn't do that, by the way. You couldn't go in and see your relatives, but you could go in and play poker at a casino. Don't forget. I mean, obviously, we had to put the glass up. But you could at least do that. But
even then, you had to wait to get back into the casinos because Vegas was shut down for a little.
That's right. But I mean, the nursing home thing that went on and on and on and on. But I could not find this video of this elderly woman who did not understand. She just had no understanding as to why her family was on the other side of the window and wouldn't come in. And I don't know. I have tried every possible way. If somebody can find that video, it's just absolutely heartbreaking because she's saying, come in, why won't you come? And it's one of those videos from that era of stupidity that has just burned into my mind that I will never forget. I wish I could find it. I should have put a lot of this stuff on a thumb drive at the time, the way I did after 9/11. I printed up so many articles, Rob. After 9/11, I have accordion folders that I have moved for the last 20 plus years because I wanted to document us losing our freedoms. That was my mindset. I was like, oh my gosh, this is where the world changed. And I should have done a better job this go around as well.
I was shocked that I didn't have it in my Dropbox because everything that we would cover during that time during COVID, during the Pat Gray Unleashed show, while I was still there, there were a lot of days where I was the guy pulling all the videos and in the images, and I would save everything into Dropbox on purpose. So I would have that running archive. So if there was ever a day where, hey, we need a call back to something, I could say, oh, I think I've got that. And I can go into Dropbox and do a search, and then ta-da, we have it. But that one slipped through the cracks. I guess Daniel or Nate or
Riley. You're talking about that specific.
Or Pree or whoever was in the room with me. I guess they were doing their job that day.
So many people that you worked with. So you're talking about that specific video of that old lady. So you know what I'm talking about. That gut-wrenching video. So I guess let's just start with this couple celebrating. As you'll hear in this news report, this couple has been together for, I think, 70 years. And they're celebrating the woman's 90th birthday. And, of course, they can't get inside to get to her. I mean, God bless this family and every family that went through this kind of insanity. Roll the tape on this
one. These are affecting how families celebrate life's precious moments, including birthday parties. Atiyah Collins spoke with one family who had to find a way around the virus. She joins us now in studio with more. Atiyah.
That's right, Jack. While COVID-19 has put an end to most nursing home visits, one family has found a way to make their mother's 90th birthday special, even while being separated.
No, it's not special.
Eleanor and Roy Purdy have been married for 70 years.
Wow. Bob Martin Murray. Well, it's been a long time. I didn't expect it to be this way.
Eleanor Purdy lives in a nursing home, and COVID-19 has stopped most of her 5 children and 8 grandchildren from seeing her. The family even had to cancel a party for her 90th birthday.
It's just very hard, and she doesn't understand that, you know, why we're not visiting. She's trying to, but, you know, it's difficult. And
but they took action into their own hands, having this birthday party outside of Eleanor's nursing home window.
Everybody remembers doing this with relatives.
Happy birthday,
madness.
Dear, I didn't.
Yeah. A lot of people did. Oh, gosh. In the masks outside. Come on.
Pretty hard to see her. We all got to talk to her. And it's very difficult. But anyway, real tough.
It was one of the first birthdays the couple has celebrated apart, and the family found a way to make it almost feel like every other year.
We did our best to stay separate, but yet get close enough to her that she could see that we were thinking of her and caring for her.
And both some of the children and Mr. Purdy himself said it was a sweet moment, even with the restrictions. Now, take a look at some of the pictures we have before and after. That's 70 years of marriage right there. And the family is hoping that once these restrictions are lifted, they can all get together and celebrate in person.
That guy was a hero. You saw that. He was in the U.S. Navy. And I feel so bad for that generation, those that are still around, to see the nation in the current state that it's in.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Breaks my
heart.
Know,
the thing that I take away from that video, other than just obviously the sadness and just the travesty of it all, that video right there showed, here, let's look at a cell phone with a vertical orientation showing a FaceTime video because we're doing the interview via FaceTime. That whole, we're going to do everything virtually on cell phones and reporters working from home and stuff like that.
I'm telling you.
That's the thing that, I mean, it also gave rise to platforms like this and others like Riverside and, you know, Zoom really picked up their game. Zencaster, there were platforms that came along that made it easier, but when you have people working from home and they're on Skype on TV,
right,
with a low res webcam and
Rob gets hung up on the technical stuff. But I will say that you mentioned stuff like that, like the reporters at home. I mean, these are things that we just don't think about now that we're just like, oh my gosh, that's right. How idiotic was that?
I mean, Chris Cuomo from the basement.
quit Chris Cuomo from the basement. That
Joe Biden's entire presidential campaign from the basement.
Let's see. Oh, let's go back to another nursing home video where, I mean, this is the kind of insanity that I swear, I can't believe, A, that people did this, and B, that they'll do it again. You want to hug your mom at the nursing home? Oh, yeah, come right this way. In a suit, in a, oh, a costume.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. This
is so wonderful.
No, it's not wonderful. It's not wonderful. It's stupid.
This is all the fabulous people here that are doing this for all of you guys. I get to hug you.
You're hugging, what was that? Was she a hippo or?
I think it was a hippo.
God almighty.
With a tutu?
We're going to do this insanity again, you know. I mean, you and I aren't, but people will do that, and they'll be fine with it. These fabulous people put this together. What are you? Boy, I'm not going to be able to make it through this, Rob.
Well, hey, you know what? We could do this in parts, you know. So we could have a part one, part two.
Families were destroyed by the COVID era of stupidity. And yes. And we'll get to the numbers later of who was affected the most. And I'm not even talking about, we haven't even gotten to the vaccine stuff. I mean, that era is going to go on forever. The repercussions from that.
Mm-hmm.
But you recall Janice Dean, Fox News weather forecaster.
Who you had as a guest on At The Mic.
That's right. That's
at
right.
TheMicShow.com.
That's an episode
here. You can
here,
go so back and find it.
Keep scrolling down there. You'll find it.
Your favorite podcast app and on YouTube.
Listen to that. Nice job, man. At TheMicShow.com. Let's see here. She was fighting Governor Andrew Cuomo, because Andrew Cuomo led so many elderly to their unnecessary deaths by shoving COVID-positive patients into nursing homes in New York State. This happened in other places as well around the country.
And then he wrote a book about it, talking about how he was a wonderful leader.
He did a great job, that Andrew Cuomo, if the job was to kill old people and then be forced from office for other things. So the video I want to play now is just a heartbreaking story of a woman who's she had to, well, you'll see, put the parents in the, or the mom into a nursing home. And I mean, this is, here
and
we go.
Cuomo killed her.
Yeah.
Sat next to her window for 7 hours as she drifted away and left this world on May 6th.
Yeah, pause that. What she said at the beginning of that, they got cut off a little bit there, is she sat at the window for 7 hours while her mom passed away on the other side of the glass. And I know she's not alone. I know there are people watching this that went through a similar thing. I mean, it's absolutely unreal when you step back and you think of this. And again, these people are going to do it. They're going to try. They're going to try to do this again to our society. And then the story that she shares, I mean, it doesn't just end at the lack of dignity of having your family with you at your bedside. No, it continues to unravel for this family.
I sat next to her window for 7 hours as she drifted away and left this world on May 6th. On June 5th, my 87-year-old father, a retired state trooper, removed me from his will and deeded the house to my brothers because he was holding me responsible for putting her in the nursing home and contracting COVID. On June 13th, my father committed suicide.
I mean, there's no words.
I mean, that story right there had a little bit of everything. It had revenge, suicide, murder.
Era of stupidity.
That's a book. It's a book right there.
So Let's go to a couple of these videos are going to be outside of the U.S. I think the next two that we have, we're going to go just across the border to Toronto, Canada. There was a hospital. A lady didn't want to wear a mask. And of course,
that is not allowed.
The best response for a hospital that's filled with people that are paid to care for you, the best response is to turn the security camera away while one of your coworkers chokes the patient to death, because that's exactly what happened at a hospital in Toronto, Canada. Justice was never served. There she is sitting back there. Okay. Here comes security and a nurse. We're going to turn the camera away while they take care of her, because she's keeping it around her chin. She doesn't want it around her chin. Or she doesn't want it around her face. And there we go. We're going to slam her up against the wall. I'm going to turn the security camera away. And there's her lifeless body being dragged away. Yeah. Death of the West. Summed up.
All right. Because.
Summed up. Death of the West was a book by Pat Buchanan. That title comes to mind when you see videos like that. And that is a perfect synopsis right there, because that woman was killed for not wearing a freaking mask. And this happened time and time again all over the Western world as it just disintegrated. I mean, it's still falling up. It's still in the process of disassembling itself. And I think that video speaks volumes more than any of them, because that one right there is taking place inside a building where you're supposed to, quote, do no harm. That's the yep. first thing you're charged with in a medical facility, an environment like that.
Well, my only gosh. If you're a medical professional. Those were not medical professionals that did the killing. Those were security guys.
No, I think, was it the security guy that choked her to death? I thought it was the woman. Yeah, because
as they were walking in, you saw the big dude with security on his back.
Yeah. Okay. I'll pull it back up. Yeah, I thought it was the. Well, you know what? They worked in tandem. I mean,
yeah. You see, like here's one security guy that. Handing off a, you know, gown to another security guy. But you see
the lady in yellow though is a nurse.
Yeah, but I don't think that she was the one that did the choking. Something tells me it was.
Okay. Well, I know that nobody was held responsible. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, just gut wrenching. Yeah.
I mean, in Canada, you had the infamous preacher.
Oh yeah.
Who Trudeau was always going after.
We didn't talk about
get out. Archer. Get out.
Yeah. I told you from the onset, this is not going to be
everything, because there's yeah. way too much.
We weren't even planning on getting into the Canadian truckers. I mean, that just didn't want to be vaccinated, you know, for driving alone on an interstate. It's just
better wear your mask driving the truck for 8 hours.
So we've already experienced the death through the window there, the death at the hospital, and then they're still going to make everything a living hell for your family after you're gone, as is the case. I think this was in Britain. I'm not positive, but there was a funeral here, and it's a socially distanced funeral. And, I think it was for a man, and the mom, his wife, was grieving, crying, and one of her sons comes over to console her, and then the other son does that as well, and oh, hell no. That's verboten here. Watch this insanity.
Life of Alan Wright. I therefore offer you all a very warm welcome as we unite in love and friendship to...
Nope, sir. Nope, you can't. You got to spread apart. There we go. I mean, exactly. We've lost our humanity.
I mean, we were having funerals where there was, you know, you could have one, maybe two people. You couldn't have a traditional funeral with people who cared about you and loved you there, or you were being buried and nobody got to be there.
Now, if you pushed back on the lockdowns or the social distance insanity or the masks or the vaccines or anything, I mean, you were obviously enemy number one. And I think that the people that push back on the lockdowns, as evidenced by this beautiful tweet, can we see this? What was the reason for opposing the lockdowns? It was, of course, none other than toxic masculinity. Look at this guy's tweet. I got to see this thing again. This is toxic masculinity. It's a thing of beauty. The pros here. Oh, I thought it was a tweet. I'm sorry. No, the tweet's later for the anti-vaxxers. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Toxic masculinity at the heart of the anti-lockdown movement. Oh, shut up. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's what motivated me for being anti-lockdown. I don't know about you.
Because it was only guys who hated the idea of lockdowns.
So let's say that
they're pointing towards like Abbott and DeSantis and everything. So
let's say that you want to get out and get some vitamin D, some sunshine, some fresh air, you know, you don't want to be cooped up. Oh, look, there's a beach just down the way. Well, then you're going to get arrested if you try to go out there because you're not allowed here in New America. As you saw this, was a kayaker, I think, trying to he was by himself, I'd like to point out, in the middle of an ocean, and here come the fuzz. Sir, what are you doing? You're under arrest. I'm not positive. Was it an arrest on this, or was it just get out of here?
No, they wanted to arrest that dude.
Yeah. That, I mean, just
because he was violating lockdowns.
I swear, this is our country. This is, how do you look your kids in the eye and tell them that we are the land of the free? I'm not sure you can. That ship has sailed. Now this video here, this is in California as well, where the police clear a beach because, you know, you can't have people out walking outside in the sunshine and fresh air. We can't allow that.
Well, yeah, because COVID, it's airborne.
Mm-hmm. Let's see this. Look at this. This is
Walking too closely. So they don't have masks.
Yeah, these are public servants in these vehicles, paid to protect the public, and they're doing a damn good job of it. Now, the woman, I talked to the woman who posted this video, and she said that she has a 3-year-old daughter at the time, and I don't think it was at this particular time at the beach. I think later when they said, yes, you can come back to the beach. she said that an officer threatened to arrest her if her daughter sat down and played in the sand again. Because
sand is riddled with COVID.
It must be. So they could stand and they could walk, but they couldn't sit down on the beach, or they were threatened with arrest.
I guess they were afraid of COVID in the butt.
I don't know. I don't know. But
I mean, because we all know that sand is coarse and it gets everywhere.
I see. Okay. They got the skate parks there in California. The skate parks where you can go and, again, get some vitamin D and some fresh air. Might be a good time for the kids since they can't. Oh, no. We're going to fill it up. Fill it up with sand. L.A., look at that. We're going to make your life miserable. What in the hell?
You know, Gavin Newsom was one of the best at making people's lives miserable.
You think it would be to clear that out later? I wonder how easy that was.
Oh, it's still buried. I guarantee you that thing never made a comeback.
Oh, come on now. Hold on. Oh, you might be right. Let's see here. Show some of the pictures of the after effects there.
So here we have the cat doing its job, pushing the dirt in.
Oh, look, it opened up. It opened up. You want to know when it opened up? It opened up on August 22nd, 2022, a mere 2.5 years later.
Oh, look at that.
That's probably how long it took them to clear the... this is...
And you know that if it since it reopened, it was not the state or any type of local government that put the money to do that. You know, that was probably crowdfunded by, or just paid for by some, you know, eccentric millionaire who's like, let's, you know.
And that may be a different skate park. I don't know. I already accidentally closed the tab there. But regardless, I'm sure it was the same time frame when it opened. Look at you, tough guys.
I just can't believe that.
You got to refuse to do that if you're, right? And that was the thing. You can't refuse to do that. You got to put food on your family's table. You got to keep a roof over their heads. So these good little soldiers said, yes, sir, I'll pour sand in here. Oh, my gosh. We are a nation adrift. And we are, believe it or not, doomed. As ridiculous as that era of COVID stupidity was, we're actually a dumber nation now, 3 years later.
Oh, God. You weren't.
I
fell into a rabbit hole the other day. And I don't want to admit it, but okay, I guess I'll go ahead and tell the story.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. What do you got?
So the second season of Star Trek Strange New Worlds came out, and I was watching the first episode because I'm way behind, as always. And at the very end, there was a title card that said that was paying tribute to Nichelle Nichols, the actress who played the original Uhura in the original TV series. And I, you know, it was 12:30 at night and everything. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, she did die. And I saw a story about the actress who's portraying Uhura on this TV series. And they said that she's gray asexual. And I'm thinking, what the heck does that even mean?
That's going to be a whole different episode.
Yeah. And I just fell into that rabbit hole. And
yeah.
And I'm convinced that, yes, we had the whole LGBTQ alphabet soup going on before COVID. Mm-hmm. But I think COVID, it made it a whole lot worse because these people were able to sit at home with nothing to do. And they just created problems and identities for themselves. And we saw that through the entire COVID time where all of these new pronouns get added. And I'm thinking, this sounds like something that was made up during COVID.
Yeah. And again, it's a whole nother conversation, but the whole trans movement explosion was really born out of
boredom of COVID.
Well, boredom, okay. But also white kids looking for an identity when they were in a society, and all of a sudden the society was saying that you're worthless because of just the mere fact that you're a white kid. You need to have some sort of minority status if you want to be elevated and respected in this culture. And so that's part of that. Again, whole nother conversation. In fact, Wall Street Journal, though, speaking of the COVID era, I wrote this down. Just read that this morning. Let's see here. I mean, think of we're going through right now, all the tyranny, all of the policies and the lockdowns and the insanities, and you're seeing it and reliving it.
The willingness of government leaders to ignore those policies. Gretchen Whitmer, I'm looking at you. Gavin Newsom, looking at you.
Oh, yeah, the hypocrisy. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi. We could do this all day. Yeah.
Lori Lightfoot, who is gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, these despots, these little despots around the country and all their little fiefdoms, like you said there. But, I mean, the children were the real victims of this. And not victims of COVID-19, but of the insanity surrounding it. These architects of destruction. And we were screaming at the time, could you not do this? You are going to be irreparably harming these children for the rest of their lives. And and I was reading this morning that let's see here, the number one cause, I think this was in, I just scribbled this down here, I think it was in 2022. So the number one cause, or number two cause of death for children in America ages 10 to 14, or maybe this is since the pandemic. Anyway, it's suicide. The number two cause of death for children ages 10 to 14. COVID's not even in the top 10 from
no,
yeah, no, yeah. So it was in I think it was 2021. I think it was 2020. Yeah, 20. Maybe it was 2020. Hell, I don't know. It was. I think it was just that year. Right then, during the it was during the lockdowns. COVID wasn't even in the top 10, and I thought that's what we were supposed to be running from. But no, it's number two on that list was suicide, ages 10 to 14. Absolutely unforgivable stuff. Where did we leave off here? You want to get outdoors? Screw you. I mean, we got a shooting range. It was, we got,
yeah, you can't go to the shooting range. Yeah.
I mean, look at this. I mean, it's closed because of COVID. Playgrounds were closed.
You couldn't go to a playground.
Are you kidding me? Are you
or kidding? Park.
I mean, just now you could go to a swimming pool.
Well,
believe it or not, ish. Oh, that's all. Oh, there we go. Yes, with the dividers all around. I mean, what the hell? I mean, you're literally in the same water as these people.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? How are you going to do the backstroke or a breaststroke or, you know, anything with having to carry that thing around with you? I guess you're just going to kind of walk around the pool. Yay.
As ridiculous as this seems to us who lived through this time, can you imagine archaeologists hundreds of years from now finding some of this stuff going, what the heck? What was this all about? Now you could get, so you can get in the pool as long as you have the dividers and you can get in a plane. But of course, these masks, I specifically wanted this picture because I wanted to remind everyone that air travel and the wearing of the masks, that's something that is still being fought for in court by the current occupant of the White House. They are still trying to bring those back, just to let you know. Let's see here. We've got, oh, the drive-through. Come on. Let's see this chick. Is this, yeah, look at that. She's standing out there. And I don't think it's because it's raining, because she's got her mask on. And
you know what? Restaurant chain that is, right?
Yeah, it's Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I can see your little cow face thing.
plus the menu. I can see the menu.
You see the menu? Oh, that's what she's holding up. Yeah, here's your menu. Oh, shut up. Can we do the safe restaurant, because you want to be safe when you're eating? So there you go, we've got bubble dining for you there. Now outdoors though, so it's outdoors inside a bubble. I mean, Stop it.
Is that like double checks, bagging?
Temperature checks. Whenever you try to enter a building. Yeah, there you go. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Get your temperature checked before you can come inside here to eat.
You want to go down a rabbit hole. Check out what those temperature checks might be doing to your brain over the last 3 years. Let's see here. Oh. I love it when the officials got together and were like able to bring visual aids to the discussion. Like this guy showing us, look, here's how far apart you need to stand when you're with other people. Go to hell. Stop it.
You know, and Tom Cruise did something similar when he was having a meltdown on set of Mission Impossible.
Did he have like a yardstick or something?
Yeah, he had a meter stick.
Oh, meter stick.
Yeah, because he was telling everybody, yeah, you got to be 2 meters apart. I'm thinking, when did you go metric?
Ah, that's awesome. Let's see. Oh, we got to see the guy with the hula hoop. This guy's great. Look at this. Stay out of his personal space. Yeah. Okay, bro. I'll stay out of your social distance circle.
You know, the thing is that that's not 6 feet all the way around him.
Right. So
he's still encouraging you to get really close to him, just not too close.
No, he wants you 20-20 close.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see the people outside. I don't know if this is a campaign event, a 4th of July. I have no idea. Happy
Independence. That's like a festival
weekend, by the way. I hope y'all are enjoying yourselves out there. And I hope you're getting right in the face of people too. Yeah. So there we go. We got you caged off like animals, you sheep. Stop it.
Yeah. We're having a great time. I love the women in the front. They're like, hey, We're having a great time. No, you're not. Shut up.
Yeah. I recall during this era, the 2020 Worlds, well, the 2020 playoffs, if you recall baseball playoffs, they put them at different sites. And the National League Championship Series featured my Atlanta Braves here in Dallas. And you could buy tickets to the game. And we're a family of five. But you had to buy four packs and you couldn't buy single tickets and stuff. So I wasn't buying eight freaking tickets and I wasn't going to try to do Sophie's Choice and figure out which kid to leave at home. So we didn't go down there. I mean, just stupid stuff. Let's see. Where'd we leave off? Oh, but if you want to go back to work and indoors, then be sure to keep your distance here. And we're going to treat you like little toddlers and put tape on the freaking...
Oh no, that's more than tape. I mean, that office, that was customized, cut.
Yeah,
you know,
look at that,
insanity. Printed. Yeah.
Now, but scroll up all the way on that. Now, zoom in upper left because there's still time. We're still gonna make sure we're celebrating Pride. Okay.
Of course.
Let's see here. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I put tape on the floor and stuff. That's the kind of stuff I would do when I was a kid, man. I'd make little football fields or you make little boundaries between you and your friend, you know, stupid stuff. I mean, these are adults. And they're like, stay in your circle. Shut up. This is what
I know. And we didn't have any of those. We didn't get it. We never had the opportunity to social distance and everything at work.
Oh,
because
no,
we're all trapped in a very small confined space with other people. And, you know,
so it goes.
While a lot of people were working from home, we were still getting in the car and driving to work every day.
Yeah, I still have for posterity the official looking letter from
the government saying that we're allowed to be out. We're allowed to fill up our gas tanks. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I put a post-it note on it and said, this is the dumbest thing ever. Just so that my kids like.
Did you ever have to show that to anybody?
No.
Yeah, I never got asked.
Okay, so let's look at the COVID death ages. Remember, we destroyed children, kept them away from schools, and we're going to get to the schools soon. But who was dying from COVID? Oh, I see. It was the people at the nursing. So let's stop for a second here. We're keeping kids at home. As you can see, that the 0 to 17 is negligible, okay? Now,
0.01%.
Yeah, I forgot. Ooh. I think I had for the longest time the number of children who died from COVID was, gosh, I want to say it was definitely double digits.
Yeah, it was like 12.
Yeah, it was it. I mean, and I'm sorry if you lost your child to COVID. I truly am. But as you can see, I don't know that it warranted shutting down schools, keeping all the kids in their homes and stuff. But these same people that were keeping the kids out of school, where 0.01% of the deaths were occurring, they were shoving COVID positive patients into nursing homes where you have the majority. Look at that. I mean, that is unreal. How do people listen to these quote leaders? Led to deaths by age. Yeah. Okay. Add up these numbers though. What is the deal there? I'm just trying to figure this out. So that's January 2020 to September of 2021. Mm-hmm. That doesn't equal 100, Rob. Help me out. I'm bad at math, and even I can tell that. What are we looking at there? I don't understand.
I don't think it's supposed to
infections. Oh, infections. Okay, I got you now. Yeah,
led to deaths, but I don't think this is supposed to add up to 100.
I got it now. I understand now. Okay, so I just alluded to the kids, you know, let's got to go to Disney World, or I don't know which one this is. It might be Disneyland. So they open the parks. Remember, they shut down everything. They open the parks, and you can go in there now, but you got to wear a mask. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let you hug one of the characters. as this There's poor little girl.
Oh, you can't go hug. You can't hug. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know she was going to run up on him.
The mom really apologized for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know she was going to run up on him. Well, what do you expect a kid to do in the what was the happiest place on earth?
I'm sorry. I didn't know my kid was going to respond the way a kid does when the kid sees Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
I don't. Ugh, boy. But so the little girl wasn't wearing the masks. Wasn't wearing the mask.
Well, because, you know, certain ages you didn't have to.
Yeah, that came later, though. Like, they added that in later. They said, I'm sorry. We're going to, yeah, I think, I don't know.
But did you see how quickly that staffer just
flew away? You can't hug. Sorry. I didn't know.
I mean, that staffer just came out of nowhere like a ninja to block that kid from poo.
And that mom needs to not apologize for a kid being a kid. And speaking of the kids, man, remember Christmas of 2020? This was fun. This was a good time when you go to the stores and look at all the fun toys that you want to ask Santa Claus for, kids. Oh, except for, you know, you don't get too close because you're not allowed to look. Yeah, don't you cross that line. But it's a candy cane stripe tape. So it's festive.
And look at that kid wearing the mask improperly, still exposing the nose. Oh, and then the other kid not having one at all.
Yeah, don't go to a Toronto hospital, kid.
Exactly.
That's a safety tip for you. And then, of course, you know, when you go to the stores, you know, you got areas blocked off. I'm sorry, you can't paint. I know you're trapped at home, but you're not going to be painting anything. What else?
Yeah, this is the perfect time for home improvement.
Right.
Nope. No home improvement for you.
What else were we not allowed to buy? Flowers. Seeds. That's right. Gretchen Whitmer, especially for the longest time in Michigan, was like, yeah, you're not going to be growing anything. And I know it's springtime, and I know you're on lockdown, and it sounds like the thing to do so you could stop going to the grocery store, but you're not buying seeds. What else we got? What's the next thing? Just, I don't know.
Inside your local Walmart, area that has all the... This is like the whole as seen on TV aisle.
So, oh, no, really? They blocked off the as seen on TV aisle?
Yep.
What the heck? Okay, what else was
in there? No gimmicky stuff for you.
I see.
And then we had to remember having to follow the arrows to shop, and you had to stay 2 meters apart. So I guess if you started here at the blue dot, once the person crossed that caution tape on the other side, then you could start walking.
What a stupid ass society. Let's see here. Course,
you were the guy that would purposely walk the opposite direction just to send
a
message.
Are you talking to me, or just saying the people like you and me in general?
Well, I mean, I know I did it. I know you did too.
Of course I did. Okay, what's this Home Depot line? Yeah. I saw lots of these. Is that the next one?
Oh, wait, where are you going?
Lined up to shop. Yeah, let's see.
Give me just a second here. All of a sudden, this thing is...
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, waiting in line for the privilege to spend your money at places like Walmart and Home Depot. And, oh, by the way...
Costco.
I know you're outside. I know that you're outside waiting in line. But so help me, you better stand 6 feet apart. And there's a couple people there that are not 6 feet apart. And we got to get the local PD out to have a talk to them.
See, and the thing is, like, I saw this happening one day at Lowe's, and I thought that they were just the people that were looking for day work. So I was driving by, and I'm like, hey, do you guys want to go work on a fence? I got a fence you guys can repair.
Okay, I got it. Now, they eventually let the kids back in school. But... you're going to have to stay in your little pod during band practice. Shut up. What? I mean, don't forget this stuff.
How did the trombones operate in those pods? They had to have had them opened up because otherwise you're going to just hit the green plastic.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, sometimes they'll let you out of your little cage there, but you better wear a mask if you want out of them. Oh, dear God, I can't.
Play your clarinet with a mask. Play your French horn, as we see in the background, with a mask.
America.
Play your flute with a mask.
That mask isn't even on.
Hey, what's the point of this?
I love it. But I'm with her, though. I'm with her. Yeah, like, sure. Look at me. I'm technically wearing a mask. And we don't know. That could be a band teacher who was told, I know it's band and they got to use their mouths and stuff. But look, I've got to tell you that they've got to wear their masks. And then the teacher was like, okay, cut. Here you go. Yeah. I don't know. I just, we are a stupid society and we're going to do something stupid again. Let's see here. Okay. So they open up the schools again, but there's a catch, and the catch is we're going to be learning outdoors, everybody. Isn't that exciting, kids?
It's hot and cold sometimes. It's a lot different than it used to be.
For kids in the Santa Barbara Unified School District, that difference can be difficult.
I meet with the superintendent. She said the students that are coming back to school, they're cold. And some parents aren't wanting to send their kids back to school because they're cold. They don't have the appropriate clothing.
That's Santa Barbara, California. They're cold. Now they're in California. Just remember that. Now, I'm not saying it's not cold. I'm just letting you know that the masked teacher outdoors wants us to know how cold it is. How about these kids sitting out under some like outdoor gymnasium thing where they're learning? It looks even colder still.
And wet.
And that's just, I mean, that's healthy right there. I mean, remember, we're doing this to protect the kids, y'all. We're doing this to protect the kids. Now,
never mind this, being outdoors like that when it's cold and correct. It's wet and rainy. Correct, you correct. Can develop pneumonia, so, which.
Yeah. You know. Well, but you know what? I got something for you to take your mind off of it. It's called Story Time. It's outside of a school in Illinois. I wonder what the weather is. Let's see if we can pick up on something here. Watch this. Story Time. Snow on the ground.
It is reading. Okay. Story.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
To all these kids sitting outside
in the shade,
mm-hmm. in hats and coats and gloves. Okay. It's 24 degrees 24. Outside. 24 degrees.
What a stupid society.
This is absolutely mm-hmm. unacceptable. Unacceptable. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Unacceptable, criminal. Now. Ridiculous.
Now, arrived though, Rob. Hope arrived. It arrived on the scene in the form of a vaccine. All right, we can get back to normal. You guys got to roll up your sleeve. Don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. Do you want to get back to normal or not? We've been worshiping this man, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Okay. And he says, if you want to get your life back, then you're going to have to roll up your sleeve and get this vaccine. All right? My gosh, this, from everything I can tell, this next thing you're going to see, I'm not going to make it through it. How long is this video coming up? This might be a good time for me.
2 minutes and 45 seconds.
No. Hell no. No. You're going to play the first 15 seconds and then the last 15 seconds.
All right, let's see.
Okay, I got to pee, though, so maybe I should just let it run. Yeah.
Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci, yes? Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
that was the absolute worst. And of course, you know, Keith actually really did apparently run off to the little boy's room, which, you know, for a guy, you know, like, this is his show and he just left in the middle of it. So it seems a little unprofessional. But the worshiping of Dr. Fauci that happened with the prayer candles, the different songs, you had all the women on TikTok just going on and on and on about Dr. Fauci. All of a sudden, he became like a sex god during COVID. Oh. And it was the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Oh, you didn't play it? You didn't let it play?
I did play it.
Oh, I thought it was
too good. It ended. You were gone that long.
Well, it got 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
You were gone. It happened, man.
Okay. Wow. It was a good song, right? You like that?
Oh, it was just so fantabulous.
Hi. Sorry, I thought we needed
a
needed a Matilda break from all the insanity in the world. Are you you're done? She's nap time. Look at those eyes, man.
Oh yeah, she looks like she's
out of here. Okay.
She's not amused.
No, no, no.
Or impressed.
Okay, so you got the awesome I mean that song makes me physically ill, so I'm glad not to have to watch that.
And before you walked back up, I was talking about how Fauci was just being worshipped, all the prayer candles, all the women on TikTok dancing in their underwear, singing about Fauci and the vaccines, and how all of a sudden, you know, sex god Fauci.
Will there ever be a sexy
70-something-year-old man?
Okay, if you had to, I mean, I'm putting you on the spot here. Do you think there will ever be trials for these people?
No.
Okay. Yeah, me either.
I mean, okay. Obviously, the blanket answer is no. But if you look at what's going on now with political leaders and trials and indictments and charges and bribery schemes, who's actually being taken to task for it and who isn't?
Yeah, the threshold is much different on one side of the aisle compared to the other. Let's see here. Let's just go through these, the vaccine entry signs. You and I are lucky.
Pure bloods.
I was going to say that we live in Texas where it's only slightly less insane. I mean, there are parts of the country that are just hand them over to Soviet Russia, quite frankly. I mean, this is insane. What else? You got another one. I think it's just a lot of these were going on, especially New York City, places like that. Yeah, screw you. If I lived in these places where these signs existed and these policies existed, I would have kept a list. I would have kept a list and made sure I stayed the hell away.
Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, like, it's amazing the difference a year made.
So what I'm saying is, after this vaccine insanity went away, I would make sure to not go back to those places. But yes, you got a nurse there who refused the vaccine. Sorry. Thanks for saving us, everybody. You know, here's your reward, unemployment.
Yeah, yeah. That whole group in Houston and other hospitals around the country that were refusing to take it. Yeah, I mean, you also had just employees everywhere with a lot of companies who, if you didn't get the shot, you were going to lose your job.
And the financial impact of losing your job over this principle of not getting the vaccine. I mean, some of these families may never recover financially from what they lost, from what they went through. It's not just a matter of, I'm not going to work there. I mean, you're not necessarily going to find a job 5 minutes later that doesn't require. That's the thing, is that we had an employer who understood that, that we're not going to be implementing that. I don't even care if the president of the United States is trying to force us to do that. The problem is companies and individuals and school systems, they should have been doing this stuff years earlier before it got to the vaccine level.
Yep.
I mean, it should have happened in March of 2020. And, you know, part of me can, I think that if you had a different party in power at that time, the pushback from liberty loving people would have been a little bit more intense on some of these things. But there you go.
Well, I mean, at the time that COVID really became a thing, you had the Republican control.
That's what I'm saying.
Executive branch.
That's what I'm saying. So people were more hesitant to push back on those kind of edicts coming out of Washington.
I mean, but unfortunately, I mean, COVID really did spell doom for the Trump presidency in a lot of ways, because it allowed, you know, so many new
He handed the reins of his presidency.
He was ill prepared for it, and not having a political background
of his presidency over to these bureaucrats, these lifelong government employees, like
one of them, the highest paid government employee ever,
Dr. Anthony Fauci, right? And you basically let them set policy, and they, through their recommendations, I swear the cop out everywhere, the cop out was CDC guidelines. And we're just doing what the CDC is telling us to do. And as I said a moment ago, I think if you had a different party in power and it was a Democrat CDC, you might have a different response.
We would have been killed.
Well, yeah, I was going to say you might have a different response on the pushback from a lot of Americans that otherwise just went along with it because they're like, oh, okay, man, I think they know what's best for us.
It kind of makes sense. Like if you're a governor, a mayor, a president, you're not an expert in virology. So what do? You talk
Understood.
To people who are experts.
Understood. But
they didn't take into account that, okay, I'm going to take what they say and I'm going to really think about this here, because God knows what are they trying to achieve over here. And of course, Fauci did such a great job of covering all of his tracks that nobody knew what he was really up to.
Yeah, I'm going to look something up here. But the thing is that if Donald Trump had trusted his original instincts, which was reopen the country by Easter, then I think a lot of it would have been forgiven. But
2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Yeah. But anyway, it's it happened. And he was very trusting of those that had the degrees there. I will say that I only recently discovered this pinned tweet, which I'm going to read after we finish the vaccine stuff, because this guy was so far out in front here. If you don't get vaccinated, boy, they didn't like us. We had this tweet from a guy named Doug Little. I don't know who the heck Doug Little is. I don't care. I just think it sums up the view of so many at the time on the left, especially. My position is we must make the lives of the unvaccinated a total misery and just keep escalating the exclusions until we crush the resistance and break their spirit in order to force compliance. And so they learn not to resist government mandates. Wow. I just looked this guy up this morning. I mean, he's real. He's still out there and he's still insane. And then this montage that Grabian Media put together from all the talking heads of what they really wanted life to be like for the unvaccinated like you and me.
Sit down. These civilized people, they'll eat each other.
Mm-hmm. You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
The only people that you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth.
Okay.
Maybe they should be shamed, but the unvaccinated.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
Anyone you came into contact with will blame you, as will the rest of us who have done the right thing by getting vaccinated.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
I think it's time to get our moral house in order, Anderson. It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
All of us vaccinated folks are going to start wearing masks to protect the unvaccinated folks. It's called a Christian value.
You're basically punishing the vaccinated for the sins of the unvaccinated.
People are not behaving honorably. The unvaccinated are basically saying, well, it's open season for me. I can do whatever I want as well.
The unvaccinated are basically beating their breasts, running around the country saying, hey, we don't care. We're living free.
A lot of Republicans in this montage.
You've been patient.
but our patience is wearing thin.
The unvaccinated, a group that includes children and people acting like children. And the rest of us are starting to get pissed off.
The vaccinated feel the unvaccinated are making me upset or angry.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
The other day, Howard Stern weighed in with a much different approach. Take a look.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you now, it's mandatory to get vaccinated? Their freedom.
But you're treading on our freedom and you're making other people sick, and really you're killing other people.
The anti-vaxxers, they seem to have a thing for death and home remedies.
The anti-maskers turned anti-vaxxers are not just putting their own lives at risk. If that was the issue, we could just say that we can watch them compete to win Placer's show in the Darwin Awards.
We have to start doing line. Things for you the greater well. Good of society, and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research.
And don't get me started on the lunatics who won't take any of the COVID vaccines.
Life is too short to be an ass. Life is way too short to be ignorant of the promise of something that is helping people worldwide.
Maybe you're doing it because you're disconnected or disorganized. Maybe you have some sympathetic psychological reasons, but maybe you're just being antisocial.
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are.
Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The unvaccinated should be taxed. They should pay more for health care.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated.
We're going to see, and I've said, almost two types of America.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Oh, unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Pointing back to the unvaccinated who are really creating a problem in this country, every death that we are seeing from COVID could have been prevented.
Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you. I don't know how some of you sleep at night.
I don't know how Chuck Todd sleeps at night. All of his BS. I mean,
That was fun.
You go through that montage and you just look at some of these people. That Dr. Liana Nguyen, she's changed her tune. Cuomo and Lemon are both gone from CNN. A much simpler time in the days of CNN. Neil Cavuto, I mean, he's still doing his thing, but okay, who really cares what he thinks?
The home remedy thing cracks me up because, man, I have had personal experience. I know people who have had personal experience with ivermectin, and it's a wonder drug. And there's a thing out now, somebody saying, well, I don't want to get into this, but it may do more than just help with COVID and other parasites that it's always been known for. It's showing. So I got to look at this thing more in depth. But
look, ivermectin worked. That Paxlovid didn't work.
Right.
Pill didn't work.
But what I'm getting at there are also some promising things with ivermectin and cancer research as well. So I would encourage people to do some research on that. I'm still in the early stages myself of looking into that. So I don't want to speak too much on it other than it's worth looking at and keeping in the back of your mind should you ever have a need for that. Okay.
Have you noticed how companies who are passing the whole vaccine mandates for their employees, they've started to silently take those away. Restrictions that were placed on employees who didn't get the vaccine but were able to keep their job if they were listed as a permanently remote employee, they're now quietly allowed to return to the offices if they so desired.
Mm-hmm.
No official corporate mandates, but hey, you can go back to the office if you want. Interesting how that works out.
At the top of the conversation today, I mentioned how back on February 28th, when I posted this tweet, I wanted to hear from y'all and hear your experiences from the era of stupidity during COVID. So I'm going to go through some of these that we received. Just going to start at the top. These are in no particular order, but let's go with Yuki Attack. Yuki Attack tweets out, my BFF, sister-in-law, had COVID and was being flown out to Oklahoma City. Okay, the gurney fell over, there was a serious head injury. Oh my gosh, listen to this. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out. Oh, okay, now I understand the tweet here. My best friend's sister-in-law, someone in the family had COVID, was being flown out to Oklahoma City, serious head injury, died from that injury, and the hospital did not tell the family about it. They just said it was COVID. It was the funeral home that told them about the head injury. Let's see, Matt Finks. The bars opened. Okay, or what's the bars opened? State lottery owned Keno machines were safe to use, but pool tables, dartboards, and jukeboxes were COVID hot zones. Yeah, it's so arbitrary, man. City of McAllen, Texas, police department authorized their officers to conduct traffic stops without probable cause in order to verify people were out for authorized reasons. They claimed the order by Judge Cortez granted authority. It did not. I'm locked out of my Facebook account, but have receipts over there. Yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other thing that during this was like he just said there, where he was shaming us there, Chuck Todd, shame on you for spreading disinformation. Well, I mean, they would just lock you out of your account or destroy your account, blow it up, whether it was Twitter at the time, Facebook, it goes on and on, social media doing the bidding of the state.
Yeah, and while the government disinformation board was dismantled, social media companies stepped up to become the disinformation board.
Let's see here. Liberty Kitty, the state line checkpoints for those coming in from Louisiana. Texas and Florida, she thinks we're doing this. I remember, this is a quick aside, I remember when I moved from South Carolina to New Jersey and I put my New Jersey plates on. Instead of taking off my South Carolina plates and putting the New Jersey straight on, I put the New Jersey plates on top of the South Carolina plates. And I just kind of said, you know, halfway joking, halfway serious, because I've always been of this mindset. You know, one day I might have to sneak back into South Carolina if things get too crazy up here. I mean, I literally almost had to put that into play. If this had happened while I lived in the Northeast, dear God, you would have seen me on the news. Let's see. MVS. I was fired from my job for not getting the jab and violating the company. That endless stories like that. Let's see here. Frank J, local driving range that has batting cages also. Golf driving range was open, but the batting cages were closed. So swinging golf club was fine. Swinging baseball bat, nope.
Which makes absolutely zero sense. Because
I'm telling you, it's insane. That's the thing, is the arbitrary nature of so much in our society drives people like me nuts.
Well, rich white people hit golf balls.
Oh.
Poor white people hit baseballs.
Okay, I see.
It's all about the pores, man.
Buggeroo.
We're near the pores.
Buggeroo tweeted out to us, drove to the golf course in one car with my wife, whom I sleep with, and my son, who lived at home. But when we got there, we were required to ride in separate carts for safety. Wait a minute. Wait, one person in each golf cart?
Yep.
As opposed to two...
Okay. As opposed to all three of them in the same golf cart.
But he makes the point. One. He sleeps with his wife. Why can't I be in the golf cart?
But he doesn't sleep with his kids. So, obviously the kid is in danger.
Oh my gosh. Sherry Gray tweeted out, closing a state park campgrounds in Ohio. Isn't camping the ultimate social distancing and you're outside? Yeah, they close campgrounds. I mean, just again, the arbitrary nature of this enforcement stuff is just, it's mind numbing.
Yeah, I mean, everything that they were doing was completely arbitrary, and the way that people applied it was based on their personal preferences.
Oh,
and nobody said a damn thing.
This is a fun one. Jolly Michael 69, having to walk around the restaurant with a mask on, but then being allowed to take it off while seated. You know, because the COVID could only get you while you were on your feet.
Yep, then we all remember that scientific diagram.
Then the early closing hours, because, you know, COVID is preying upon you after 10 p.m.
Can I just say that there was, of all of the things that came out of COVID, there was one good thing that came out of COVID. Just one. Yeah.
What do you got?
And that is curbside pickup.
Curbside pickup?
I love curbside pickup.
Yeah, yeah.
For food, for anytime and now I just do my shopping on BestBuy.com and I will just have them loaded in my car for me. So I don't have to actually go inside.
Yeah. And in Texas, we got alcohol to go.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me laugh.
The concept of a roadie was illegal. Now it was completely encouraged.
but they wrap it in Saran wrap. And like, there's like a seal, you know what I mean? Like, and then, so if you get pulled over and shut up, let's see. Ruby's dad tweeted out, masking in preschools in Long Beach, California. They actually parked a city health department van outside the playground area to ensure compliance. The kids were ages 3 and 4.
Do you remember that day that I wore that N95 mask throughout the Pat Gray Unleashed show?
Yeah. How'd that go for you?
I was so lightheaded and about to pass out by the end of it. When I got home, I was actually like physically sick for the rest of the day.
Well, that brings up a good point. There are people, let me back up, for the rest of your life, I don't care if you're watching this in your 15 or your 70, for the rest of your life, you are going to see people wearing masks in society.
I mean, I had already seen people wearing them. Usually they were of the Asian persuasion. Because that's just what they do.
I'd see them on planes. I'd see Asians on planes.
I would see them at amusement parks, shopping malls, you know, basically anywhere where there are crowds. I would see a lot of Asian people wearing them because that's something that they do over there.
Yeah.
And that is a behavior that they really tried to make stick over here. And it's only taken by, you know, the select few. The overwhelming majority are still thinking, I'm not wearing this thing.
No, we imported communism 3 years ago into this country.
Well, communism really got a chance to flex its muscle 3 years ago. It had been imported decades ago. No, that's
better stated, yeah. And that was the model that was recommended to Fauci, and then Fauci, of course, recommended that down the line that, the Chinese-style lockdowns and the way they're doing things over there with the masks and stuff, that's what we need to implement over here, even though just literally weeks before that, he was on national TV saying masks do no good. Mm-hmm. But you know, whatever. High school water polo practices without a ball. Oh, dear God, what? High school water, because what can the, let me finish the tweet. High school water polo practices without a ball. Never mind the fact that kids are in chlorinated water and the ball would have been as well. Refresh my memory, but weren't we all supposed to be wiping down everything with chlorine for our protection at that time? I mean, seriously, does the COVID travel on water polo balls?
Well, I mean, soccer practices were being held without balls, although you're kicking it. Independent wrestling promotions were holding matches where they were wrestling the Invisible Man. I kid you not.
What?
It happened.
What the hell?
An independent wrestling promotion out in California held a match where a guy was wrestling the Invisible Man and lost. That's how asinine some of that stuff got.
See, here's the most depressing part of all of this, Rob. As insane as all of this sounds, as we retrace the steps of the last 3 years, you know that you, me, the people watching this, when it comes to common sense, we are still in the minority. And this kind of thing will happen again.
Common sense is not common anymore.
And people will comply with this insanity. They will continue to just take it. And there are so many signs, that so many things that happen that show me that, yeah, freedom's not ever going to come back. Full-throated freedom is done. And best illustrated from the last 3 years. And we, as a collective, we failed the test, and we're going to fail it again.
I mean, we had all of the lockdowns, and it was, if you were out by yourself, you were violating lockdown. If you were participating in a BLM or Antifa riot protest, then that was okay, because, you know, you're doing your social duty.
I recall just before July 4th of 2020, Greg Abbott released an executive order, basically locking down the state of Texas. And I remember one of the things was that even if it's a family member, if this individual doesn't live with you, they aren't allowed to ride in a vehicle with you. And I'm like, what the hell? Like my mom lives here. So it was illegal at that time for my mom to ride with me. Mm-hmm. Screw you. You're in a red state of Texas, and that kind of stuff people aren't pushing back on. I mean, come on. Buckeye Backer 98. And when I say pushing back on, I include me, because while I completely ignored that executive order, was I down in Austin? And I'm in a unique position where I'm on a radio TV show where I can voice this opinion, but I didn't take the time to go down to the governor's mansion to say, rescind this order now, you tyrant. That thing didn't get rescinded until February.
Well, you wouldn't have made it 22. There. I mean, as soon as you hit Austin city limits, you would have been arrested.
Okay. Why? Just because Austin's a hellhole communist pit?
Yeah, exactly.
Buckeye Backer 98, Ohio allowed high school wrestling to resume, but the kids were not permitted to shake hands after the match. You could roll around on top of each other for minutes on end, but a 3 second handshake was dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Bear Wife Life, humming in church. Praise God, I had a strong church that sang and praised with no social distancing or masks. Two rows in the back for those who wanted to. Many friends were not so blessed. Sad to see. So many faith leaders bend a knee to Washington State. And that's the one thing I remember saying at the time. I was like, church attendance, those numbers will not come back. It's like when you work out, right? If you get on a workout regimen and you have to take time off or whatever, it's impossible to go back and get back in a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing I knew was going to happen with churches, and the numbers have borne out, almost like by design.
Virtual churches.
And then you had parking lot churches that where people were arrested for worshiping in a parking lot outdoors in masks, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think this was Kentucky. Yep. I think, I don't know. My 62 bug sitting in the car with your dog and calling the vet office. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I hate it. Hated having to take any of the cats to the vet.
Come out to the car, get your dog, and your payment went through that way as well. Dear God. Yeah.
I hated that because I couldn't.
Doctor's offices too.
I couldn't go into the vet's office with Ryoga, or I couldn't go into the doctor's office with Nikki. I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. I mean, first off, I'm the one responsible monetarily for this cat.
Right.
So I want to know what the heck is going on. I don't necessarily trust you people with my cat. And then, you know, with the doctor not being able to go into the doctor's office with Nikki. Well, why? Again, yeah. I'm monetarily responsible for her. So
I've got a story for you. There is someone that you and I both know that did not have COVID, was pretty sure their son had COVID, and had to take the kid to, go get tested or whatever, right? And waited so long in the vehicle that this individual knew, I'm going to get COVID. I know that he has COVID. I'm going to get COVID. And sure enough, and thus began the train wreck in this household of COVID. Let's see here. Yell said 94. my mom was only allowed one visitor per day for only 45 minutes when in the hospital after she passed. We had to wait 3 months to give her a proper funeral and burial. Oh, and burial. Oh, my gosh. Mookie's ghost. Butler University. Face diapers required even when outdoors, even when alone. Katie May. My friend had to wear a gadget at work that would beep if anyone was too close to their coworkers. You know, the whole safe distance thing. Fatty Gramps. My wife was only able to see her dying grandpa through a window. He could hardly hear us because he was old. He had trouble hearing sitting in the same room. So those are the last memories we have of her grandpa, a true patriot and veteran of World War II. I mean, the way some of these veterans had to see the end of this, end of their lives, what this country was like. CB says at the gyms in DC, a mask was required to run a treadmill on a treadmill. Even though there were three roped off between each available machine. So they rope off three, open, rope off three, open. Oh, but you better be wearing your mask. I swear. Insanity. Let's see here. Mr. Sean's oncologist trying to diagnose my uncle's skin cancer over a Zoom call. Sadly, he passed from it. Oh my gosh.
You know, they were also trying to get vets to work through Zoom as well. And they're still working to accomplish that. Do like remote visits with your animal.
Oh my gosh. I'm reading a subtweet underneath this. My doctor, issues, tried to do everything online and through Zoom and stuff. And finally said, okay, I guess you can come in.
And I'm thinking how would the mechanic,
get another doctor.
Yeah.
Get another doctor. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
Let me grab my webcam here. Let me strip for you. Let me show you my junk. Can you diagnose this for me? Here, let me spread it open for you.
Okay, I got it. Thank you, Rob. Let's see. Toddley 42002. Bars, liquor stores, and strip clubs were impenetrable to the COVID. But if you step inside a church, you'll die a horrible death and kill others, right? I mean, just... I like that. Debauchery is detrimental to the COVID. Good point. Absolutely. Monica Podgy in California, you could only have one visitor a week. One visitor per week in the hospital for 15 minutes, dying or not. Complete power trip for corrupt politicians. Absolutely disgusting behaviors. 15 minutes a week. That's your visiting time, whether you're dying or not. I mean, I'm telling you, man, if you live in a state like California or a Michigan or New York where the hammer came down, you're hearing this. You're going, yep. Yep. That was our life. Here is Michigan. Whitmer in Michigan restricted small boats to only one passenger on board. Wow. Okay.
Except
for her and her husband. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Let's see. Zells. Mike, I don't know where this is, but my governor, this is probably Michigan. This sounds like Michigan. I think I remember this. My governor wouldn't allow people to drive through and enjoy a tulip farm with their windows up. Bob Lepajoki, removal of outdoor basketball hoops at the local park takes the cake for me. They removed the hoops.
Yep, pretend it went in.
Yeah, swish.
It was 6 feet off the mark. It was a swish.
It was a swish. Let's see. Here we go. It's kind of a two-parter. I took Amtrak. This is Chicken Farm. Okay. I took Amtrak to Chicago from Portland. The conductors were screaming at various people during the night if masks happen to fall off while we're sleeping on socially distanced and assigned seats. I changed to a roomette and was able to keep my mask off the whole time unless I left the room. It was difficult enough to sleep with snores, Tourette's patients, and noise of onboarding and disembarking passengers. Having someone screaming at you from a sound sleep is not appreciated, and I woke up being terrified and reliving being an abusive domestic situation. Oh, boy. I remember I was on a Southwest flight. You know, normally they're chill and they like to cut up and laugh with you, you know, during normal times. And I remember I rarely sleep on the plane, man. It's tough. But I was so exhausted this one trip. And I fell asleep on the plane. And you remember I had that whole, the way you make it look like it's on and you lean against the window.
Yeah.
And whenever I did that, you know, like that was fine. First it was just the constant eating. Like, oh, here they come. Ah, just ironic that you walked by when I was eating again.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then it was the mask thing. And, but this one time I fell asleep and I was facing out and I was facing out and lady woke me up to tell me that my mask was off and I should put it back on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. They didn't want your COVID.
Didn't want my COVID.
They didn't want your Rona.
DQSPH, not a mandate or restriction, but I own a hair salon in New York and I received an email from the New York Department of State in June of 2021 regarding a Shots at the Shop initiative offering me $1,000 to promote the vaccine to clients.
Nope.
If you have to bribe people with free donuts and shop owners with money to get something, maybe it's not.
Or so threaten good. Them. Or
threaten in order their to livelihood.
Make them comply.
Yes, sir. Greg Ulrich, more travel fun. Hotel entry had a mat out front soaked in sanitizer that we had to walk across to gain entry to the hotel. Definitely didn't want that shoe bottom COVID spreading. Oh, my
yeah. Ooh. Gosh. That's the most dangerous kind.
Let's see here. Oh, okay. So that from Greg was a follow-up to this one. Traveling, some hotels we stayed at can find us airline crews to our rooms, even though at the height of COVID, most no one else was in the hotel. Later, they made crews wear tracking bracelets to ensure they didn't leave their rooms.
Wow.
What airline was that? I guarantee it's American or United or Delta. Okay, Patriot Grammy, local hospitals erecting outdoor tents for overflow of patients, sat completely empty the entire time.
Oh, yeah, you know, like those two hospital ships that were sent to New York.
Oh, right. But see, Cuomo had perfectly good nursing homes to occupy.
Yeah.
Instead, John Q. Public, my wife, City of Boston employee for over 35 years. And he puts in parentheses, longer than the mayor has lived. So my wife is a City of Boston employee for over 35 years. Still required to take a COVID test every Wednesday. Mayor Wu mandate is still in effect. This was in February 28th of this year that still had to take a COVID test every week.
And it makes you wonder, is that still in place?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably is.
Calliope Jane, let's see here. I could write a short story about the hell my grandmother with Alzheimer's and my family went through as a result of COVID restrictions in the hospital and nursing home. She went to the hospital not feeling well. No family could stay with her, so she was strapped down to the bed. Dear God. She came out a different person. That weekend in the hospital did something to her. It broke her. She went to a rehab nursing home. Having phone and window visits was very confusing for her. Tried to bring her home, and it was like she had a psychotic break. She went to a nursing home full-time. Due to neglect in the second nursing home, she was moved. She never recovered and died less than a year after the first hospital visit. COVID killed my grandmother, but she never had COVID. Dear Lord, I want lawsuits and I want tribunals.
It's a great thing to want. Never going to happen.
Tyler Morgan, employees counting how many people were going in / leaving Walmart to, quote, control the spread. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Wait. Chick. Okay. You can come in now. Or they'd get on the walkie-talkie. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Standing in a ski lift line, yelled at to put my mask up while I could see everyone's breath blowing. While I could see everybody's breath blowing through their masks because it was so cold out. Wow, that mask sounds real effective. Don't forget the COVID is tinier than the, well, you don't
exactly the fibers of the mask.
Yeah, let's see here. Is that everything? Let's see here.
I think that's an appropriate sampling for sure. That tells you exactly what everybody was dealing with.
Oh my gosh, listen to this, Carrie Varner. She posted this on March 1st of 2023. She said, I haven't been able to get my annual ultrasounds for two nodules. One was found in July of 2019 near my thyroid. One was found in January of 2020 in my stomach. At this point,
the amount of cancers and various other diseases that have gone
this is the stuff
throughout that time.
Yeah, this is the stuff we said at the time. The stuff like this. And just the preventative maintenance, all that stuff that would normally catch. I mean, the residuals from this time. And then the vaccine. I mean, we're going to be living with let me back up. And I'm not trying to be cute with my wordplay here at all. I'm not trying to do that. People are going to be living with the repercussions of that vax for the rest of their lives, if they are lucky enough to live. And let's say you have no, let's say that the vaccine didn't kill you. Let's say that there's no discernible health effects that you suffered from the vaccine. I can't imagine the thought process laying in bed awake at night, or just the stress of thinking what is going on inside of my body, you know? Or that was a chest pain, or was it the burrito I had? Like, I'm being serious, you know, like, is that from the vax? Like, I don't know. Should I go to the doctor? Do I trust the doctors anymore? Do I trust any vaccines anymore? I don't know what to tell my own kids when they start having kids. Which vaccine should you get? I'm probably going to say, hey, I was born in 1976. Why don't you find out whatever vaccines were recommended on the schedule at that time? And those are the ones you should get. But then you're asking your kids to trust the same pharmaceutical companies that made this stuff that has killed people. I don't know that our society, I on one hand, Rob, I think we are this close to complete chaos and societal breakdown. On the other hand, I step back and I say, look at all the stuff. Look at all the stuff that was asked of us that we just... We're like, okay, yeah, whatever. I want to get into this store, whatever, you know. I want to keep my job. I mean, more serious stuff like that, you know. There wasn't a real pushback on the politicians and the health experts that were making these recommendations. And so on the one hand, it feels like society is about to unravel. On the other hand, it feels like, no, society's not going to unravel. We're just going to continue to march toward this totalitarian state where it's just going to become the norm to be expected to go along with any kind of edict or mandate or unconstitutional. That word means nothing anymore, by the way.
No.
I mean, the Constitution is just, it's a word that people on the right, and I won't even say that.
It's an old document written by a bunch of old white slave owners. So it obviously means nothing.
But if it's not being taught, then it doesn't even apply. It's like this generation of Americans right now. They're not gonna govern because we're not being governed by that document. And so if it's never taught, then how is that even an option? The Constitution is not even an option.
Well, think about this.
These people.
You're talking about the Constitution and everything. The tour of Thomas Jefferson's home now, apparently.
No, don't do this.
You don't learn anything about Thomas Jefferson and the Declaration or the Constitution or what he did. No, you learn about all of his slaves and the slave love childs.
Oh, stop. Okay, seriously. I went to Monticello in 2000 and... 2009, and it was really cool. It was a great tour. I didn't hear any of that stuff.
Well, that's all you will hear now.
No, thank you. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what they're doing. I mean, they're changing our history, and Man, this is...
They're not changing it. They're just erasing it.
Erasing it, yeah.
And telling a completely different version. And so, it's all what the communists do.
But hey, happy Independence Day. You bring up, bring up the founding fathers, and I'm sure they would... That's the thing. You know, you and I and people who think like us, people watching this show, you know, this has been shell-shocking just in the last 3 years alone. Just the America that we knew before COVID, just that is radical enough of a change right there. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the founding fathers coming back? If you could somehow download the last 250 years into them and just have them be like, wait a minute, what?
They would all stop and say, this is not what we were going for. I don't know where we are, but this is not it. See ya.
And I don't think that the solution's not going to come from the government, y'all. It's not. It's not going to, we're not going to elect the right person president. We're not going to get the right laws passed. We're not going to get something overturned. And then all of a sudden everything's going to be fixed. I honestly don't know what the answer is. I just know what the answer isn't. And the answer isn't going to be in Washington, D.C.
No.
And it's going to be on a very local level. Even the states, man. I mean, even the states are too far gone for the most part. That it's just how can I make this a happy 4th of July thing? How many? Here's a question. Put it in the comments. And by the way, I should have said this. Please, if you haven't yet, subscribe. You know, we'd appreciate that a lot. And click the little bell for notifications. So when we do post something, then you'll see it there. But put in the comments, how many more Independence Days will we have left as the United States of America before we're celebrating a different day? You see what I mean? Like
like Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. No. Like a different Independence Day. We need a
Cinco de Mayo.
Day. Yeah. So anyway, I would love to know your thoughts. I fully expect to see zero. Some people are going to answer zero. How many Independence Days we got left to celebrate as a nation? Zero. Anyway, it's
Give us a number higher than zero. Otherwise, okay. We'll just label you a smartass.
But what if you really think it's zero? I mean, honestly, stop for a second. A year from now feels like forever away. It truly does. It feels like forever away. And what insanities are going to await us a year, 5 years, 10 years from now?
Hold I'd rather kids, not think man. About that right now. So let's wrap it up. Let's call it a day. Go enjoy the fireworks. Go blow some stuff up. Enjoy a cookout with the family. Drink a lot of beer. Go be American.
Be an old school American today and do all the things that Rob just said, and make sure your kids understand the importance of the founders and teach them well, because this nation's going to be saved by them if it's going to be saved at all. Anyway, happy Independence Day, y'all. Thanks for making time. Appreciate you.
Happy 4th of July. Let us all honor Will Smith saving the planet from aliens.